Well, my sister Becky and brother-in-law Richard live up in Blue Ridge, Georgia now. Richard lived in Marietta for a while, and Becky lived in Alpharetta. And they were going out back when Becky went to a college in a town where we were living in Due West, South Carolina, called Erskine. And Richard was going to the University of Georgia. And they didn't know this, but you know, they know this, but in Blue Ridge, there's a Bigfoot Museum. Has anybody ever been there before? And I didn't want to divulge this because it was, I felt kind of embarrassed about it, but when I was trying to make ends meet as a songwriter in Nashville, I would kind of moonlight at the Bigfoot Museum. I'd get dressed up and kind of walk in the distance when they'd be giving these tours around. They'd say, "See, there he is."
Yeah.
There he is. And then I'd run real quick so you could only see me for a second. They didn't realize that, but I
remember that.
I come clean. Yeah, a few folks in Nashville knew about it. I had to miss a few songwriting appointments.
Weren't you also in that Geico commercial for a while?
That's right. I did. I played one of the cavemen in the Geico commercials.
I remember that.
Another songwriter, Verlin Thompson, and I were both in those Geico commercials, and they've revised it now, but they replaced me with another guy, but they've started doing the Geico cavemen. I was in the one where they're having lunch with their agent, and I say, I think I've lost my appetite at the end, because the agent says, I mean, it's so simple, even a caveman could do it.
I remember that.
But anyway, but then Patti Loveless and George Jones recorded this, and I walked.